Report, Verizon Diversity Training Teaches America, Capitalism Are Racist. By Paul Bois on August 26, 2021. American multinational telecommunications giant Verizon has been pushing critical race theory, CRT, on its employees by teaching the United States is a deeply racist nation fueled by the equally racist economic system of capitalism, according to a report in City Journal. While Verizon has been open and public about its various social justice initiatives, the extent of what the company believes and teaches to its employees was revealed by an anonymous whistleblower, who shared with reporter Christopher Rufo a variety of internal documents that painted an extreme picture. From the report, according to documents that I have obtained from a whistleblower, Verizon launched the Race and Social Justice Initiative last year and has created an extensive race re-education program based on the core tenets of critical race theory, including systemic racism, white fragility, and intersectionality. In the flagship Conscious Inclusion and Anti-Racism Training Module, Verizon diversity trainers instruct employees to deconstruct their racial and sexual identities and, according to their position on the privilege hierarchy, embark on a lifelong anti-racism journey. Employees are asked to list their race, ethnicity, gender, gender identity, religion, education, profession, and sexual orientation on an official company worksheet, then consider their status according to the theory of intersectionality, a core component of critical race theory that reduces individuals to a network of identity categories, which determine whether they are an oppressor or oppressed. One video presentation reportedly about privilege shared with Rufo featured Verizon's then Global Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer Ramses Jean-Louis, now with Pfizer, explaining how Black people in America are viewed as less than an inferior. As proof of this alleged oppression, the video cited the infamous Central Park dog walker Amy Cooper. If we are not being viewed as humans, if we're not being viewed as whole people with souls, these things happen and they will continue to happen, Jean-Louis told Verizon employees as he reportedly fought back tears. In the next phase of this training, Verizon then shared instructed its employees on how to best partake in conversations about race and oppression without committing microaggressions and micro-inequities, which the company defined as indirect expressions of racism, sexism, ageism, ableism, or another form of prejudice that are seemingly innocuous and often unconscious or subtle, but make members of certain racial and sexual classes feel different, violated, or unsafe. Taking its cues from the 1619 Project, the company's #Next20 education series that featured Verizon Vice President David Hubbard interviewed Khalil Muhammad, great-grandson of former Nation of Islam leader Elijah Muhammad, who lectured on the evils of teaching concepts like American exceptionalism. During his presentation, called American History 101, Muhammad argued that America is fundamentally racist and needs a new origin story, replacing the narrative of American exceptionalism with the narrative that America was founded on systems of racism that remain at the root of our society. Muhammad argued that the Founding Fathers built a slave economy and that this early version of global capitalism produced the economic incentives that prevail to this day, with modern corporations exploiting poor people and low-income communities in a similar way to the slave owners of the past. This isn't just Marxist talking points, Muhammad said. It's just the fact. Later in the discussion, Muhammad claimed that the current American police force is designed to maintain a two-tier society, enforce geographic segregation, and protect the wealth gap between white and Black Americans. The raison d'etre of policing, Muhammad said, is to make sure that kids are locked up, make sure that people stay in their communities, and make sure that they're criminalizing poverty, what he called the bread and butter of systemic racism. Black crime statistics showing that Black Americans commit crimes disproportionately, Muhammad contended, are themselves an expression of systemic racism, used to establish the collective guilt of Black people and to justify inequality and racism and discrimination. In another #Next20 conversation, Verizon invited activist Adrian Burrell to offer a solution to this systemic racism, defund the police. I feel like over-policing doesn't work. And I feel like those same resources that are aimed towards hiring police officers with racist biases need to be aimed at bringing more resources to the community at a root level. And then you just won't need so many police, Burrell reportedly said. If you want to call that abolishing the police, or if you want to call that defunding the police, so be it, he allegedly added.